this segment of Mindset Detox TV. We're going to take you into a few moments of our mind. Also drop some information on this demystifying tour that we've been on for all our lives. This past few months in the East Coast have been really intentional. We got some details on energy tactics. It's just we put it in poetic format. There's some rising of the phoenix. So we definitely hope you enjoy this message on mindfulness and energy exchange. Y'all stay blessed and favored. What's the mission? What is the mission at hand? The mission is to elevate the minds, bodies, spirits, souls, emotions of those going through these times as we connect and align with those that have influenced our faith and spiritual and health conscious movements, actions, and rituals. We utilize our ancestors, we utilize ascended masters, great deities that came before us from various religions. And we're just here to touch base with those that are ready to raise their vibe and raise the vibe of those that are in their family, their children's children. In the midst of these times, we're grateful to be aligned with divine way showers, divine tribe, star seeds across the galaxies. If you're receiving this message, we care deeply for you. If you receive our attention, our energy, our likes, our shares, for those that don't know who we are the magnetic minds of a group of celestial consciousness that are multidimensional that is here to bring a message for 2020 and beyond, for the next generations of the virtual world, the global world, the galactic evolution to 5D state of mind. You're part of my tribe. We are part of your tribe. And when we come to the party, we bring us all. So we're all in. We're dedicated to loving ourselves. I said, I love myself. The CELLPH, the cells, the pH for the balance. We balance our karmic debt, operating in our dharma. Those that need to know what dharma is, ask a question. Share this to those that you think are in your tribe. And let them take these vibrations that will get you high. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramna, Hare Ramna, Ramna Ramna, Hare Hare. And we're going to end it with the mantra from the heart of H-A-M, hum. Stay blessed and highly favored. Ashe. Ashe. Transformation, transformation, phoenix through the fire, 33 gets you higher, 3 and 3 is 6, that's harmony exists, the affirmation is, I am able to transform, conquer and resolve past issues with strength, courage, and willpower. I choose to transform my life now. The phoenix, much like the caterpillar, transforms into new life after experiencing the end of an earth cycle. Just as the phoenix rises from the ashes, what you have perceived to be a negative outcome is actually filled with positivity. Now is the time for rebirth. 7 and 2 is 9, new beginnings and rejuvenation. Of this time, you have come so far in your journey and have reached the end of this cycle in your life. The sacred firebird is the conscious creator choosing to accept inevitabilities and using them to produce positive experiences. Within each negative experience, such as physical trauma and spiritual and emotional suffering, you have reached a precipice where new life is forming. Right now, The phoenix has returned to remind you to leave that baggage behind, to let go of your past and move forward. Use those negative experiences as motivations and fuel towards your future goals and achievements that's already yours. During this transformative process, you will emerge with confidence and strength and direction. If you are currently experiencing hardship, emotional imbalances such as depression and melancholy, know that the hard times are almost over. This too shall pass. And a new life is on the horizon. Rainbows through the clouds. Fire rising through the ash. If you're in any type of relationship, the phoenix represents strong change, encouraging you to look within to find self-confidence. I said, I love myself. Independence and mutual understanding with your significance and others. I said, I love myself. This change represents the formation of a new relationship, including the relationship we have with ourselves, especially the relationship we have with ourselves. I said, I love myself. The energy of the phoenix requests that we access our daily rituals and habits for their necessity. Are they serving us? Do we need to cut them away and release them? Just like the phoenix, you will arise from the ashes stronger, more powerful, and energized. The affirmation once again is, I am able to transform and conquer and resolve past issues with strength, courage, and willpower. Not my will, but thy will. I choose to transform our life now. Oya, Olafia, Ashe, Ashe. Oya, Oshona, making noise. Oya, Yemiya. And Auntie Renee, I said, we love you today. As we wake and we pray, stay blessed and highly favored. Ashe, Ashe. Yeah, yo. We are so happy and grateful now that we raise awareness to that growing opportunity and provide heart space and solutions. Learning about power, energy, stealing tactics, old paradigm talking, survival, control, and fantasy, ruling over others, the self-importance, the incubus, the succubus, entitlement, thinking they know better than the gossip over the gospel, understanding that lack experience doesn't walk their talk, competition, erratic behaviors, robotic habits, behavior, psychosociopathic behaviors, one irreverence, projecting the blame, denial, deflecting and complaining, aloofness, self-pity, intimidation, stealing of the energies, my threat, interrogation, stealing of the energies, by question, judgment, wanting to be God, supporting the old paradigm, 3D state of mind, many other minds created the scenarios. Our heart responds to the ego. The ego reacts. Our heart responds and the ego reacts. If you're not in the heart, then who are you listening to? Guidance and recommendation suggests this. Self-judgment, letting go. Expectations, let go on our demystifying awareness. What brings us joy? What keeps us calm? We are consistently in service to love, unconditionally loving only those that love themselves. New energies process through the heart, sending love and light to the tribe, Noah's Ark. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. We are the spirit and not the mind. We are the spirit and not the spine. We are the spirit and not my soul. We are the spirit. My heart was made of gold. We are the spirit and not the body. We understand the spirits of somebody, so I will never die. Huh? Who's dead? Wait, cut the energies. Your mission is so serious to me. The adventure of funness. Understand that universal oneness. Unity. That's a unity.